Over the past several days, we've seen a serious adjustment in Fed rate expectations, with the market now only expecting 3.5 cuts in 2024, down from near 7 a month ago. All of this price adjustment comes from a less dovish Fed decision, stronger U.S. jobs report, and hotter U.S. inflation data. But the interesting thing about this adjustment is that the currency and equity markets haven't exactly seen a proportionate adjustment. While the U.S. dollar is mostly higher over the past 30 days, the gains have been marginal when considering the slashing and rate cut expectations. And as far as U.S. equities go, they're still sitting up near record high levels. It's been difficult to reconcile this price action, and we wonder if we will start to see more of a reaction from FX and stocks, or if these markets have just been content to shrug off the recent news, betting on something that will soon get the market once again feeling good about selling the US dollar and buying stocks. As far as today's goes, we're not too sure we'll be getting any answers. Monday's economic calendar is exceptionally thin, with no first-tier data to speak of, and the US out for the President's Day long holiday weekend. The only notable standout comes from Canada producer prices. That's all for now.